the last day or so, but we certainly had a great deal of fun. Now, it's all about fundraising, and I have to thank, there was something like 11 cars from Muswellbrook in total that were on the Variety Bash, so that's a great, and that was out of 66 cars.
Oh, good. That's
so,
a good, yeah.
You know, a sixth of the cars came from Muswellbrook, and we're probably the second largest contingent outside of Newcastle itself as far as the Bash. It was a record year, 66 cars, record number of people, 200 plus people amongst those cars, and 66 people in those. So an average of one person per car was new to the Bash, had never been on the Bash before.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So they were Variety Bash virgins. and that's what they're called too. So they have
right.
a big virgin written across their badge or their lanyard. So that's a bit of a... So it was really well supported. The people of Muswellbrook should be thanked, particularly those that supported us. The funds raised out of Muswellbrook was sensational. Our team, the Angry Birds team, raised between our four cars $50,609.
Oh, my gosh.
We were the second largest fundraiser for this year's appeal. Now, that included the money that we'll do it. Some of that money, nearly half of that, will directly go to the Vision for Life system going into the Muswellbrook Base Hospital. So that's...
fantastic.
That's fantastic for the local community. But the rest of that money, remembering that we were saying before, about 89 cents in the dollar, as I understand, is going directly towards disadvantaged kids. Now, disadvantaged kids can be people that have physical or intellectual disabilities, or they could simply be people that are in a disadvantaged location. Now, the kids at Lightning Ridge, Quambone, Wongarbin, you know, they just don't have the facilities that children at the local schools in Muswellbrook might have. So they could be, you know, they're disadvantaged or underprivileged as a result of that. So we're trying to help kids of all shapes and sizes and reasons be assisted in whatever way they can. The Bash this year, oh, I must say, you know, number two, the number one car group that raised the most funds were a corporate. And I have a sneaking suspicion they were aware that there was someone very close to them, so I think they may have just written a check to make sure that they were the best. But we don't mind. I mean, if we've raised $50,000, anyone that beat us, that's cool, because that means more money towards the charity. The total amount as at Friday night, I should say, at the entrance, we concluded with a very successful auction, of which, again, people like Daryl Marshall of Daryl's Bobcat here in Muswellbrook should be congratulated. He bought a banner for about $7,000. Now, this is a banner that had cost $700 to make.
Oh, wow.
But being the 21st anniversary, it's a bit of memorabilia that some of these guys like. Some of these guys, Gary Meyer, Muswellbrook local, he has done all of the 21 Newcastle Variety Bashes. So
wow.
He's been around the lot of them. So Muswellbrook has supported the place really well. And the grand sum or grand total, as we left on Friday night, was over $550,000, with the closest in recent years being something like $478,000 or $80,000. So an outstanding effort.
Oh, I just want to say that it's such a great thing that you have become involved with. It's just absolutely... I mean, how much... You can't ask for more than that, you know.
Well, and it would look... It's also fun, but I think... if people are thinking about digging into their pocket, and I know that everybody's always asking you, can you give to this, can you give to that, can you give to something else, put your hand up and select something, whether it be Variety, whether it be Ronald McDonald House. Our business at John Flood Estate Agents had a three-year association with Ronald McDonald House until last year. We've put our focus this year, as you can see, with Variety. But at the end of the day, Ronald McDonald House was about looking after families that have children, sick children in the hospital. So we've been child-focused, and it's much easier for us as a business when people come in and say, oh, can you give to the Cancer Council Appeal, or can you give to this, which are absolutely outstanding, worthy causes, don't get me wrong, but we can say, look, we'd love to, but this year our budget has been directed towards Variety, or it's been directed towards Ronald McDonald House. Or
yeah.
I mean, people don't get that sour taste in their mouth if they know that you're there to support other people. There's planned giving, you're able to give. We're going to be talking to our own staff and workplace about workplace giving. And again, you know, I'm not a financial planner and people should get their own advice, but, you know, just as an ambit claim, they're suggesting, you know, $6 a week is an actual after-tax tax cost of about $3 a week for a person to contribute and know that they're giving money to something that's that people need, and children in our community and the greater community is really outstanding. We'll be doing similar things again in the next 12 months to support the following year. We're hoping to do something similar again in February with our luncheon.